Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? I know that Danny V is because he was stretching over there, and I am too because we made it to Friday,
Mother Epic Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
We're going to party tonight. Yeah.
I bet you that Jake from State Farm is looking forward to the weekend. Jake from State Farm in Shelton, are you there?
Oh, yeah. Letting you run it back, Steve.
Let's do it.
All right, Steve. It's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jake from State Farm, were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540?
Of course. I got to keep him from getting this 400.
Nice. All right. For those playing along at home, Jake from State Farm has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
Correct. What type of alcohol is in a screwdriver?
Vodka.
Yes. How many species of birds can truly fly backwards?
2.
No.
3.
No.
1.
Yes. What 1904 play was subtitled The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up?
Peter Pan.
Yes. The Gobi Desert lies within Mongolia and what other Asian country?
China.
Correct. Which member of Metallica is the oldest?
Lars.
No.
James Hetfield.
No.
Pass.
What did Eli Whitney invent?
The cotton gin.
You know it. In what southern state will you find the Swimming Hall of Fame?
Florida.
Yes. Who played Tootsie in the movie of the same name?
Pass.
What liquid is the universal solvent?
Alcohol.
No.
Shoot. Pass.
Which member of Metallica is the oldest?
Oh, well, we're done.
You did great, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Nice job, Jake from State Farm.
All right, we'll see if he can pull it off.
Yeah. I don't think he can pull it off. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Where does Santa Claus live?
At the North Pole.
He does. What type of alcohol?
Which is in Puyallup, if you don't know.
Is in a screwdriver.
Vodka.
Yes. How many species of birds can truly fly backwards?
How many three.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
Yes. Hmm. What 1904 play was subtitled The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up?
Pinocchio?
No.
Peter Pan.
Yeah. The Gobi Desert lies within Mongolia and what other Asian country?
Japan?
No.
China?
Yes. Which member of Metallica is the oldest?
Lars.
No.
James.
No.
Aw, damn. Kirk.
Yes. What Kirk did Hammett? Eli Whitney invent?
Pink Whitney's.
No.
Whitney Houston.
No.
Whitfield Crane.
No. In what southern state will you find the Swimming Hall of Fame?
What southern state? Florida.
Yes. Who played Tootsie in the movie of the same name?
Dustin Hoffman.
He did.
Wow.
What liquid is the universal solvent?
Alcohol.
No.
Water.
Yes. Wow. Woo! With that, Steve, you got 9 correct, and that is a victory. Wow. 9-7. Sorry, Jake from State Farm.
Hey, you got to win one sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Steve? Yeah, you do. And I did. That's what, 392?
If someone's counting, then yes.
Well, I am. I now have three. I'm 8 wins away from 400. I feel like Cal Raleigh trying to get 60 home runs. Except this is more impressive.
Well, you also got to get the MVP.
And well, I probably won't.
Eli Whitney, the only one you got wrong. Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin.
Damn it.
Yeah, remember that from school?
Yeah, once you said it now without the music and the clock, I was like, oh yeah, cotton gin.
Thinking about Pink Whitney's.
I was.
Maybe we'll have some tonight.
Quite possibly.
Steve, congratulations on number 392. The Daily Mix Show. Tonight we will be gathering in Everett for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and Brent and Zach from Shinedown are going to be performing. The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. There are a handful of tickets left that were released at the price point of $55. So grab those up at KISW.com before they are gone and join us for a really fun time tonight. The atmospheric rivers may have moved out of the region, but the floodwaters certainly have not. And in some areas, they might be at their absolute worst. We are joined now by Deputy Carly Capetto from the Pierce County Sheriff's Department to get some updates about what is happening specifically with our South Sound neighbors. Good morning, Deputy Capetto.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sorry, my mic was working. It's great to have you on. It was awesome meeting you over at the Washington State Fair for the Puyallup Fair. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed that too.
So we had a question for, I've been watching a lot of the coverage, and I even saw on your social media pages where it just seems like you have to constantly remind people to stop driving in the floods. How often have you been dealing with that in the last couple of days?
Yeah, I would say a lot of our rescues are due to people not abiding to the road signs or the cones that are in the road or the evacuation warnings. And they find themselves in a predicament and then end up having to call 911 to be rescued. You do have to kind of look at the bigger picture, too. I mean, people have not experienced this type of flooding in Pierce County since probably 2007 was about the last time we had any major, major flooding like this.
Yeah.
And Pierce County has grown significantly since then. And so most of the residents here, if you haven't been here in the last 17 years, they don't know what this is all about. And so when you hear of evacuating and it's your home, right? Nobody wants to evacuate their home. There's fear of looting and theft, and you know, crimes happen when people evacuate homes, and rightfully so. People don't want to leave their homes, but if you're not abiding to these evacuations and then you find yourself stuck in floodwaters, now we have to use more resources to go and rescue you. And to compound on top of that, a lot of our Pierce County residents, these are very remote areas of Pierce County. Some are very low income communities. They're retired, elderly people that are disabled and on a fixed income. You know, many of our rescues were there was a man yesterday, a 64-year-old in a wheelchair who was in his basement. He couldn't get out before the water came in, and he had to be rescued. Just really our vulnerable populations right now are the ones that we are most concerned about, and most of our rescues are coming from those.
What happens in that situation? Because I hear about these moments where people refuse to leave for whatever it is. Like, and we've heard about it when those fires were happening in California as well, where there are sometimes a homeowner is like, I am not leaving. There's nothing you can do. Like, how do you handle that when someone's like, I refuse to evacuate?
Well, unfortunately, we've had a couple of those situations with the flooding. If it's an adult and that's the choice that they make to shelter in place, we have not physically forced
right.
anybody to move from their homes. That's their choice. And we make notes and we document which homes and which residents are choosing to shelter in place and choosing to not follow the evacuation. However, we've had a couple situations where we've had adults with small children that are choosing not to follow the evacuation. And they're already sitting in a foot or two of water, and they're refusing to let us save the children. And in those cases, and we've only had a couple of those, in those cases, we've had to threaten arresting them for child endangerment. And fortunately, we did not have to make any arrests because everybody kind of came to their senses and at least evacuated the children out. And so we've been very fortunate. But yes, we've had a couple of those cases as well.
Deputy Capetto, thank you so much for taking the time to kind of paint the picture of what's happening down there in the South Sound. Thank you for keeping our communities safe. And just some of the incredible images we've seen. People can check your Instagram. It's at Pierce Sheriff if people want to go and give a follow and see just exactly how the situation looks down there.
Yeah. I'm going to be out today, and I'm trying to, right now we're experiencing kind of the aftermath of the flooding. So potholes, downed trees, mudslides are a big thing. We had two mudslides yesterday. Jeez. So I will be keeping our viewers up to date on kind of the secondary problems that come after the flooding. So stay posted for those.
And stay safe out there, Deputy Capetto. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
The Daily Migs Show.
With all this wild weather, it's a great time to remind everybody that Coats for Kids is happening now, and $25 will put a brand new warm winter coat on a local child in need. You can go make a donation and support the cause over at KISW.com.
Big shout out to Derek Peterson, donated $250 to Coats for Kids, and Rob Sundin, $25.
Let's keep it going, Rockaholics. Thank you for your generosity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a fantastic chat happening on Reddit right now where a user asked, what's the wildest thing that's ever happened at a work holiday party? How timely.
It's the season. Ours is next week.
So a bunch of people have chimed in and told stories of the wildest thing that's ever happened at a work holiday party. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
And I figured who better to read these than a man who's having a weekend. A big weekend.
Is it Santa Claus?
Hell no. Someone more important than Santa Claus.
John Cena?
Yes. Both of them you can't see.
That's true.
Right. One goes through the chimney. Other one gives you a suplex. To celebrate John Cena's last match, we have robot John Cena reading some of these comments about holiday parties. And I also am curious to see if you guys have any stories about holiday parties gone wrong. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
My three bosses pulled out a bag of Coke outside and asked who wanted to do lines. I politely declined, but others went for it.
Yes, that was Vince McMahon, The Rock, and Hulk Hogan. You know what? Actually, that doesn't seem too far from
that's
the truth.
Totally believable.
The 80s, if you watch any of the wrestling promos, like Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, the Road Warriors, they all look like they're hopped up on cocaine. They're like sweating and yelling.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had something like that happen?
Where my boss pulled out cocaine?
Yes.
Not that I recall.
It wasn't a holiday party, but I was on a boat with a coworker. It was a salesperson when I worked at the end. And we're in Lake Washington. And it was like out of a movie. Like, we're just sitting in the boat. He pops out of the water and goes, all right, who's ready for some cocaine?
Wow.
And my coworker and I both are like, neither one of us. He's like, all right, I guess I'll do it by myself. And he's driving the boat. So I was like, I don't know what to do. I can't drive a boat.
Just start swimming, Steve. Just swim home.
Just go.
One sales guy, who was 65 at the time, got really drunk and danced for everyone. It was a pretty good party.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Especially if he takes his shirt off.
Start throwing ones in the air.
The owner got super drunk and ate some mushrooms, made inappropriate comments about my 19-year-old coworker. His ex-wife now owns and runs the sea.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Get him.
Have you ever made a fool of yourself at a holiday party?
No, I wouldn't say I've made a fool of myself. I have had an interesting holiday party.
Yeah?
Yeah, we ended up, when I was working for my old radio station in Everett many, many moons ago, we ended up at the Irishman in Everett, and one of the guys was like, hey, do you guys want to call John Popper from Blues Traveler?
Yes.
And we were like, you don't know John Popper from Blues Traveler, and somehow he did, and we called him, and he answered.
Was he happy?
He was not happy. He was on the East Coast. It was way past his bedtime. And he was unhappy.
So I take it he didn't play the harmonica
for
you guys?
We're not friends, no. We're not friends.
Mild-mannered and typically shy female coworker gets drunk, proceeds to aggressively hit on every other female. She didn't come back to work the next day. Company no longer allows open bar at events. Thanks, random chick, for ruining it for us.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
It only takes one time.
It wasn't a holiday party, but there have been times, remember back in the old pain in the grass days, and we'd have like the big, you know, the party happening, and it'd be like drink tickets, and it was always one employee, like a salesperson or someone from behind the scenes, that would get like awkwardly drunk, and then all of a sudden they wouldn't be working at the station anymore because it's like something happened.
Oh no!
Those are some good times.
About an hour into the party, the host was making some drinks in the kitchen and noticed in the baby monitor that the owner and his secretary opened the door of the child's room. It was very dimly lit, but well enough to see what they were doing. The crowd watched with a mix of horror and amusement while they hugged and kissed, but immediately dispatched someone to warn them as the secretary began to prepare him for a job.
Whoa. While the kid was in the bedroom?
Ew!
What the hell?
All of these are making our workplace seem very tame, which is funny.
Well, I think it's because we're all just off the rails just in general, that the holiday party is just no different than any other gathering with this radio station.
You make a great point.
Our human resources director got drunk and cornered me by the bathroom and showed me her boobs. It was cool.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, you can't get... Does the HR director get called to HR by themselves?
Yes. Drunk version of her has to talk to a sober version of her. I'm like, show me her boobs. It was cool.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yeah, it was. All right, we got one more. Are you ready?
Yes.
Boss did a bunch of booger sugar, proceeded to take his shirt off and yell, "I know you are all out to f*** me over. Just know that I know." He stepped down the next week.
Yeah. You know, he let the anxiety get the better of him.
It happens to the best of them.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix Show.
I guess it's a holiday party, unwrapped an acoustic holiday, which is happening tonight. It's finally here, you guys. And we're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. There are a handful of tickets left. So if you don't have yours yet, go grab them at KISW.com and get ready for an epic night of acoustic jams from Brent and Zach of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, and more. Also, pre-funk party with the men's room.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we will be. Tony V's. All that info is up at KISW.com. While you have been wiping the sleep from your eyes and sipping coffee, we have been doing a deep dive into the world of pop culture. And we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
There's a female DoorDash driver in Indiana who's currently being accused of pepper spraying a bag of food. And it's maybe because she was upset about a tip that she received or maybe didn't receive, but she was caught on camera. And it's unclear if the police have found her yet, but this is Mark Cardin talking about what he thinks happened to his food.
I noticed my wife had started eating and she started choking and gasping. And after she had had a couple bites of her food, she actually threw up. And I had a look at the bag and seen that there was some kind of spray or something the bag had been tampered with. So I pulled up my doorbell camera and seen that the lady that dropped the food off had actually tampered with it. We assume it's pepper spray. It's more than likely what it is. But it, now, in this day and age, it could have been anything. It could have been rat poison. It could have been fentanyl. We live in a terrible world right now. Horrific. People are mean for no reason. There was no reason to do what she done.
Well, first of all, you should tip better. Even if you're an awful tipper, you don't deserve that.
No, I got pepper sprayed on accident one time.
Did
at
you?
A party. Somebody thought they were lighting a cigarette with a lighter, but it was pepper spray. And so a bunch of us got pepper sprayed. And it, we ran outside trying to just get fresh air. But every time you take a breath, it just gets worse. It was horrible.
Real quick, Danny, I'm going to put you to the test as well. I don't know the answer to this, but let's play a fun game of what time in the night do you think this happened?
I'm going to go 3 a.m.
I'm going to say 2 a.m.
It's right in there, guys. Probably right in between. Yes.
Yeah, I can just see someone who's doing it. I think about myself at that time in the night. My one eye is fully closed.
For sure.
And I'm struggling to keep that other eye open. I could totally see that happen.
Oh, that would just be brutal to be doing that while you're eating, too.
I don't think I've ever been. No, I've never been pepper sprayed.
Let's keep it that way.
Tonight's not going to be that night. Danny, have you ever been pepper sprayed?
Nope.
All right, good. Let's keep it that way for sure.
Yes.
I saw this story, and I don't know why. I was like, man, I want to see this. I want to be in the presence of greatness like this. Earlier, we were talking about being able to witness goats do what they do. I feel like this is the octopus goat, and that is this octopus was taught how to play the piano. A Swedish musician by the name of Matthias Krantz, he made an underwater piano or had an underwater piano and taught the octopus, which I've heard are very smart species. I taught it how to play the piano, and he's playing the guitar while the octopus is playing the piano. I mean, it's got to work on, it's got to start practicing with a metronome.
I would pay to see that.
Yes.
I would.
And honestly, I think that's better than anything that Radiohead's put on the last 15 years.
Oh, good call.
Sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, someone out there could beat you, I bet. You have 392 wins, 131 losses, and 106 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK. He's trying to get to 400 wins. So try to beat him. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.